This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The kids at Brockton High School had been rehearsing for the opening of their big musical, Grease, last year. And then the pandemic hit. Hannah Miriam Baptiste was a junior, and like her fellow thespians, she was crestfallen when word came that because of the pandemic, the school would close and the show would not go on.
The lights went out in more than the auditorium that day.
Here's a portion of a poem Baptiste wrote as part of WBUR's series Pandemic Generation.
The light in people's hearts were blown out. The stage now resembles a night sky with stars no one can identify and a darkness that only some find beautiful.
Hannah Miriam Baptiste is 17 years old and ready to enter her senior year at Brockton High. But that day, the pandemic took away what had been the focal point of her life. The high school musical stays with her.
We had our final rehearsal, and then hours later, the show got canceled because of COVID. So I used the stage as like a metaphor for how I was feeling, because it was one of the many experiences that I lost when the pandemic hit.
And anybody who's done any high school theater knows how much effort you put into something like a performance, and then to have it canceled at the last minute. I think it probably left you, maybe forlorn, but with a lot of energy, which you seem to channel into your writing. So you weren't sure what's going to be coming in the next act. How did you keep your optimism? Or do you think you didn't?
In some ways I didn't, and in some ways I did, because when it first started, we just thought that we would be out of school for about 2 weeks. And then we quickly realized we were wrong because the rest of the school year was canceled. So one way I dealt with it was through my writing. So I also write stories. My friends and I, we would always create characters. We would just have them hang out at the mall or just give them experiences that we couldn't go through, like spring musicals, sports games, or if it's like a fantasy world, make them fight the villain, because we couldn't fight the villain in our lives, which is COVID.
Mm. Thank you, Hannah. And at this point, I want to come back to you, but I want to bring in Emma Shields, another essay writer for our Pandemic Generation project. Emma is 16 from Holliston. Emma, can you hear me?
Yep. Hi.
Hi, Emma. Thanks for being with us. You are also very interested in writing and also a beautiful writer. And you wrote about kind of the loss of innocence going from being a stereotypical ninth grader with priorities such as the school dance to having to deal with some of the hardest things of the pandemic, such as losing your grandfather. But I wonder if you can talk about it at the very beginning. And the school dance, because I think it's so emblematic, probably in a similar way to what Hannah experienced with the school play. What was so important about this dance?
What was important for me was that it kind of signified something for me, that we were growing up. We were finally in high school. We were going to go have Chipotle after. And it's kind of an important rite of passage, I guess you would say. Like, everyone remembers their school dance for good reasons or bad. And it was just exciting for us to finally experience that. And when it got taken away, it made me feel sad, because it was kind of this loss of something that was really important to me for a little while.
And yeah, really important. You describe your dress, which I love that you do that. Can you tell us? You'd already picked it out. What did it look like?
Yeah, it was a deep blue, like kind of a foot and flare that has like black flowers embroidered at the bottom. I'd recently got my hair cut, so it kind of went together really well. And it was supposed to be the night of our lives, even if it was just a freshman semi-formal. And the dress was important because it made me feel like someone new. It was going to be the start of high school, even if it was the end of the year. It was going to be me as a new person introducing myself to the world again.
When you say it made me feel like I was starting something new or was going to be someone new, I guess in a way, from what you write, that did happen because of all that went on during the pandemic. Maybe you can talk about your grandfather a bit.
Yeah, so I've been kind of thinking about it lately with everything that's been going on and everyone coming back into the world. Masks aren't required anymore, which is really weird. And I think we all change through experiences, right? That's why younger people are seen as naive. They haven't lived through life as much as older people. And when you go through an experience like a pandemic or the loss of someone that you loved, it makes you reconsider life from a different perspective. So for me, I had a lot of innocence before the pandemic. Like, I was so fixed on the school dance. And now looking back, it's interesting to see it doesn't really seem that important anymore. Like, there are bigger things in the world that people have to deal with than a school dance. And there's bigger things that I have to deal with than a school dance. And the pandemic kind of signified a huge change for me, and especially with the loss of my grandfather. Like, that was probably the first major loss I've ever experienced.
Did your grandfather die of COVID?
No, he had dementia. It was kind of a bad year, and he died from complications of that.
So I want to finish up by asking you and Hannah both how you see your futures, you know, starting now. I mean, has this in any way fortified you, or is it one of those sadder but wiser episodes of your life?
I think I would say it's kind of a sadder but wiser kind of moment for me. I still see myself like I'm going on college tours now, and like I'm starting to look at schools. And I think in the future, I'm just excited to experience everything that we missed out on during the pandemic.
Hannah, what are you looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to having my life back, because when the pandemic started, you didn't know if everything you left behind will be waiting for you when it ended. So when I get back to school in September, I just hope that I'll have some semblance of normal. I hope I'll be able to put on a school musical. I also think I'm going to appreciate my time more and try to get involved more and hang out with my friends more, because after this year, you really realize how much time you don't have and do have.
That is 17-year-old Hannah Miriam Baptiste of Brockton and 16-year-old Emma Shields of Holliston. You can check out their writings and those that other young people submitted for our series Pandemic Generation. They're at WBUR.org.